Welcome everybody to the first episode of G.O.D. Podcast, which stands for God Opens Doors. This podcast is for me to uplift those who need to be uplifted and inspire those who need to be inspired. And just a little conversation here and there just to get your juices flowing. And we're all about positivity, great outlooks, and life in general. So come along with me on my journey to the G.O.D. Podcast, where we not only inspire you, lift you up, but make you feel happy. Enjoy the podcast, y'all. My name is Mr. Cooper. I'm out. Love, live, pray. Welcome everybody to Self-Introduction, which is the second episode of my podcast, God Opens Doors, G-O-D. And today I'm talking a little bit about myself and how I overcame my physical health issue with family support and God. I was able to push through. I was born with a heart condition, which affected my lungs and my arteries and my heart. Not knowing I was going to make it, but my mother and my father and siblings were praying for me. 7 open heart surgeries, scoliosis, cerebral palsy, sleep apnea, name it, pretty much I have it, but I never let it stop me from getting to where I needed to go. Graduated from high school. I'm 35 years old right now. They said I would never walk and I would never talk. They also said I wouldn't live past 12 years old. But I overcame all odds through the grace of God, prayer, and faith. So I want y'all to know, whatever you're going through, all you got to do is look up to God and He will see you through. If you're down, He will lift you up. All you got to do is pray, pray, and pray. And they always say faith without works is dead. So as long as you believe just a little bit, a size of a mustard seed, you will get through it. But if anybody up here want to reach out to me on social media, say I'm Walking Testimony Cooper. That's my Facebook. I have Instagram. I have Twitter. Follow me. If you want to be a guest on the G.O.D. Podcast, God Opens Doors. And remember, love, live, and pray. Because God will open that door for you. Y'all have a blessed day, and remember, love, eat, think, pray. What's up, everybody? This is Mr. Cooper on the G.O.D. Podcast, God Opens Doors. I just want to talk about what's going on in this world right now and how we got to stay positive and keep the faith. And, you know, with everything going on with the coronavirus and the Capitol and you know, presidency and struggle with financials and, you know, wearing these masks. And before I go any further, I just let y'all know the coronavirus is real. Y'all have to wear y'all masks. Y'all have to sanitize y'all hands. Y'all have to do whatever it is that you can do to not get this virus. You know, we've lost a lot of people in this situation. So wear your mask. Keep yourself together. Make sure y'all are prepared. Make sure y'all are prepared. Because this is a hard battle. But y'all gotta understand that God does things in decency and in order. God will see us through this. It's just a test of our faith. Y'all have to believe that whatever going on in this world, that God will see us through. Y'all gotta band together. Stop going against one another. Trust the process. Y'all gotta understand that this is not gonna last forever. Do your due diligence. Focus on the task at hand, and that's preparing for this pandemic the way that we always should have from the beginning. We wouldn't be going through all the situations we're going through now. We have different people in different states still having different kind of parties and everything. We got to band together and stop this virus. Just saying. But have faith. Keep God first in all you do. This is the GOD Podcast. Sign it off, Mr. Cooper. Love, live, and pray. Because God opens doors. And He'll open doors for you. Welcome everybody to the GOD Podcast. God opens doors. I just want to talk a little bit about faith. How God can move things out of your way to make things better in your life. As long as you believe that no matter what you're going through, God will see you through. You know, we all get down at sometimes. We all struggle. There's always an obstacle or a stumbling block in our way. But you know what? Trouble don't last always. You got to get down and on your knees and pray that whatever you're going through, God will deliver. He's always on time. And you know, we all fall short. Ain't nobody's perfect. So just because you get one no, two no's, three no's, no matter how many no's you get, if God says yes, that's the only thing you need. Just remember, keep God first in all you do. Continue to pray. Continue to follow the path of righteousness. And just know that in the midst of any storm that you're going through, God will open that door for you. Like I always say, remember, love, live, and pray. Because He won't just open doors for me, He'll also open doors for you. Y'all have a blessed day. Thank you. Follow me on social media.